I will say this. When I was approaching the church porch this morning, somebody leapt out of the undergrowth and said, "Would you do the reading this morning?" Now, there is a bit of a problem. I've got a different handbag and I haven't got a pair of glasses. So, please forgive any mistakes in my reading. I'm sure you'll all know the passage off by heart. No, I don't want to borrow any, you know. But here goes, and I'm sure the Lord won't mind, and I'm sure you won't mind. The word is still the word. Jonah 3. Jonah goes to Nineveh. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. "Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you." Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a very large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began by going a day's journey into the city, proclaiming, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown." The Ninevites believed God. A fast was proclaimed, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When Jonah's warning reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. This is the proclamation he issued in Nineveh. "By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let people or animals, herds or flocks, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink. But let people and animals be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish." When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. This is the word of the Lord.
See, she read that better without her glasses than I read with my glasses. So there you go. Thank you, Pauline. Our second reading, Matthew 10. "Whatever town or village you enter, search there for some worthy person and stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet." So, I need a few volunteers. Have we got any volunteers this morning? Young, old, indifferent? I don't mind. Come on then. I don't mind old. Or you, for that matter. Thank you, Simon. Anybody else want to come out and join me? I could do with at least one other, or perhaps two others. Excellent. Right. Okay. Any more? Right. That'll do. Now, as you're used to me by now in this congregation, you'll know that we need to do a bit of physical just to help us connect with what I want us to learn this morning. So the first physical thing is to do that. Okay, just do that. Can you do that? Right. Now, what's that about? Well, that is about committing ourselves. That is about honouring. And that dates back to medieval times when knights were charged by the king or by the officials to go and do something and to show their allegiance. Can you turn this up a bit, Joe? Because I'm struggling with my voice at the moment. That's great. Thank you. To show their allegiance, they did that. Okay, so let's all do that. We're thinking this morning about sharing. about sharing. Now, those two passages remind us that it is our duty, get the idea? Our duty. Every time I say duty, you hit yourself. I mean, show your allegiance. Hit yourself if you want. It is our duty to share. First of all, we have Jonah, and we know that Jonah started off by saying no to God, and then the passage reminds us the second time God's voice came to Jonah and said, go to Nineveh. By then he'd learned, ready for this again? You can put your hand down between if you like, that's it. By this he'd learned that it was his
duty.
Hang on, I'm doing the talk, not you. It's these over here. It was his duty. It was his duty. That's the one. Think of it as physio. It was his duty to go. Meanwhile, in the gospel, we have Jesus saying to his disciples, go and share. Go and share the good news. Go and share things. It's not an option. Jesus didn't say to his disciples, you go and share, and the rest of you, you're a bit introverted, so don't bother. That's not what Jesus said. He said, go. It is your responsibility. No, I can't think of an action for responsibility, so we'll have to go with duty, isn't it? It is your duty to go and share. As we approach the mission in 3 weeks' time, as we continue to be churches that care about our communities, is that right? Oh dear. You are more enthusiastic about Pat's birthday, which is right. I don't argue with that, but come on. Is that our call and our duty?
Yes.
To share the message of Christ, to share what we have, our greatest treasure, the greatest thing we can share. That is our duty. Now, hands behind your ears, guys. Next one. So I'm going to mix it up a bit now. And we're going to talk about hearing and being heard, but we're also going to talk about duty. So if you hit yourself on the head, you've got it slightly wrong. You lead this lot. This is going to be fun. Because they're not up for it today, but you four are doing great. So first of all, sharing is our duty. We are called to share. Jonah was told to go to Nineveh to share. Jesus sent his disciples out and said, it is your duty to share. Share the good news of Christ. Because there are people there who will hear. Anything to do with hear, hearing, heard, all of that stuff. There are people out there who need to hear. There are people out there who want to hear. There are people out there who will hear. You getting the idea? And it is your duty to help them hear, to give them the opportunity to hear. That's your duty. Ah. Not quite, but you're close. We might be sitting here this morning thinking, well, this mission thing sounds great, and the quiz night sounds great, it all sounds great, but it's not for me because I keep my faith to myself. That is not our duty. Our duty is to help others hear the message. I'm watching those who are not joining in at the moment. There's one or two. I think Judith was having a quiet moment then on her own. It is our message to help others hear the message of Christ. That's our duty, to share that message with others. As Jonah eventually found, it's probably not best to go the other way. It's probably best to go God's way. And we've all found that in different ways, not necessarily ending up inside a big fish, but we've all discovered that in different ways. And as Jesus' disciples found, there were people, and there are people, and there always will be people who need to hear and who want to hear because the message is heard. So to share is our duty because there are people who need to hear. Okay, last one is a big thumbs up with both hands. Okay, that's it. It is our duty to share the message of Christ. It's our duty to share the message of... I did another one. That's it. Well done. It's our duty... I did another one. It's our... You're doing brilliantly, you two. These two are hopeless. You're doing great. It's our duty to share the message of Christ because there are people who want to hear and who need to hear. Because when people hear the message of Christ, they are changed. And change is good. So Jesus' disciples went from house to house. Some of those houses welcomed them. Some of those people welcomed them. And they heard. Simon was a bit slow then, wasn't he? They heard the message. Some of those people didn't welcome them. So they didn't hear. But those who welcomed them, their lives were... You're ahead of me, aren't you? Their lives were changed. Their lives were changed for the better. Their lives were changed for good. So Jonah eventually makes it to Nineveh. After all of his going the wrong way and turning in the wrong direction, he eventually gets there. He eventually listens to God's command. He eventually follows his duty to share, because there are people who want to hear, and the whole nation hears, and the whole nation is changed. The king is changed. Literally, physically, he takes his robes off and puts on sackcloth. He is changed, and the people are changed. As we move into the autumn, as we move into harvest, as we move into the mission, as we move into darker days, which the autumn often is, and winter and all that stuff, it doesn't change what God says to us. We have a duty. Our duty is to share the message of Christ. Why do we do that? Because there are people who need to hear. And surprisingly, want to hear the message. And what happens when they hear the message? Well, some of those people will be changed. And they're changed for the better by the grace of God. So as we continue today, and as we continue this week, and as we reflect on God's blessings on us, let us never forget that we are called to share that message. Not just for the person sitting next to us to do that. Not just for those of us who prance around at the front to do that. Not just for those people who are called church wardens or sides people or have titles to do that. It's our duty to share the message of Christ so others can hear and so they get the opportunity to be changed as God has changed and changes us. Amen. Let's have a round of applause for our four volunteers. Brilliant volunteers.